Literature 4, The Siege of Krishnapur, by J.G. Farrell. Exercises 5 and 6.
How I wish Florence had a piano, wailed Mrs. Ross, changing the subject abruptly. My fingers fair ache to play. I fear that Mr. Fleury will find but few of the comforts of civilization in Krishnapur. Is that not so?
Opening her eyes very wide, she gazed interrogatively at Fleury. Well, began Fleury, but once again he was forestalled, this time by the arrival of what seemed to be a tornado hitting the veranda and the wooden steps that led up to it. Such a crashing and banging shook the house that the gentleman started up and made towards the folding louvered doors to see what was the matter. But before they could take more than a couple of steps, the doors burst open, and a young officer, whom Fleury instantly recognised as Lieutenant Cutter, rode into the room on horseback, wild-eyed, shouting and waving a sabre. The ladies clutched their breasts and did not know whether to shriek with fear or laughter as Cutter, his face as scarlet as his uniform, drove his reluctant horse forward into the room and put it at an empty sofa. Over it went as clean as a circus pony and landed skidding with a crash on the other side. Cutter then wheeled and, flourishing his sabre, lopped the head off a geranium in a pot as he turned his horse to drive it once again at the sofa. But this time the animal refused, and Cutter, his sabre still in his hand, slithered off its back onto the floor.
"Do you surrender, sir?"
he bellowed at a cushion on the sofa, his arm drawn back for a thrust.
"Yes, it surrenders," shrieked Mrs. Rain.
"No, it defies you," shouted Ford.
"Then die, sir,"
cried Cutter, and charging forward, transfixed the cushion, at the same time tripping up in a rug in the process, with the result that he collapsed in a whirlwind of feathers on the floor.
"It's just a joke," explained Bolton to Fleury, who was amazed and shaken by this latest development. "He's always up to something. What a clown he is!"